Well, we're so grateful for you, Father Dave, and for all that you have done to just spread the word. And it was such my joy to be able to come and meet you when I was out there. I'm trying to remember what month that was. That was
about a month and a half ago, I think.
Yeah, I think it was in March. And, oh, gosh, we had the privilege of praying together and just having a little time together before I spoke and met the amazing women in that area. It was really such a gift. Really loved that time. So we're so glad that Father Dave Sizemore, chaplain, is here. And Mallory is here. Mallory, I'd love it if you would introduce yourself and talk a little bit about Endow. And I want to explain to you all why I invited Mallory on this call. There's a quote that I really love by Matthew Arnold that says, if there ever comes a time when the women of the world come together purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force such as the world has never known. And with that, you know, that quote in mind and just that real desire to pray for the millions of people who walked away from the faith, we just really recognize we're not the only laborers in the vineyard. You know, we want, instead of competing with other apostles, with other ministries, to really link arms and come together to be praying for one another and to be praying for others who are also really doing the work of evangelization in our world today. And so in that spirit, I invited Mallory on. Mallory, tell us a little bit about yourself and Endow, and let's get to know you a bit.
Thanks, Lisa. Hi, everybody. As Lisa said, I'm Mallory Smythe. I live in Denver with my husband and my two little girls, one's 2 and one's 7 months. And I work for Endow. It stands for Educating on the Nature and Dignity of Women. And really, we share the same heart as Walking with Purpose. What we do is we provide small group studies based on the magisterium of the church. So John Paul II's letter to women and his message on the feminine genius, small group studies on the lives of the saints and on other people's writings. And it's our heart to change the culture through women. And I know that Walking with Purpose is hard as well, because I've done 2 Walking with Purpose studies. And so we've been around for about 15 years and have just kind of given ourselves a new face and are reaching just a new crowd, which is millennials, my crowd. And so honestly, I'm just honored to be here with you, Lisa, and to partner with you in this way, because there's so many women who are hungering to know Jesus and to know his church. And we just have so much beauty within the scriptures and within the tradition that has been covered up for so long. And I just, in the past 5 years that I've been in full-time ministry, I've just seen so much come out to really serve, especially women. And I just think if we build up our women, we will change culture.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just love the mission of Endow. I love you, Mallory. It's so great to have you on. And so what we're going to do, I just want to give a little background as to why we're praying this in the way that we're praying, with a desire to see revival in the church. And I'm going to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is our key verse for all of these rosary calls that we've been doing now for a couple years. And this verse says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And so this is a big verse that's used, you know, all over the place for revival. And what I think is so important is that we pay attention to who God is talking to in this verse when he's talking about the importance of humbling and confessing and turning from wicked ways. Because so often when we think about revival, or we look at the culture and we want to see it restored and redeemed and for change to come, or we get really discouraged about things that we see, we look out there and we want God to fix them. You know, like, get, you know, if they could all just get their act together, you know, and get on board and see truth for what it is, and, you know, wouldn't the world be better? And what's so interesting to me is in this verse, which is, you know, so known as the revival verse, God starts by talking to his own people, to the church, his family, saying, if the people who are called by my name, which is us, would humble themselves. So it starts with us humbling ourselves and praying and seeking God's face. And then it says, and turn from their wicked ways. And, you know, I've said it before, when I first came on that verse, I looked for a translation that would soften the word wicked so it didn't sound so just kind of harsh. And I couldn't find one that did that for me. And it really kind of made me laugh at myself, because I thought, yeah, see, that's the deal. When it comes to our own sin, You know, we don't want it called wicked. You know, we want it softened because we know our intents and our motives, and we just think, oh, surely, you know, it's not that bad. And what God is saying, no, you know, sin is sin, and there's sin in the church and sin outside the church, but I'm asking the church to humble herself, for all of us to pray in that way. And there's some beautiful verses in the book of Daniel where Daniel is confessing sin before the Lord, and it's sin that he personally has not committed. Like, if you know Daniel's life and then you hear what he's confessing, you're like, what's up with that? He's confessing on behalf of this nation. He's confessing on behalf of this people. So as we move into the rosary, we're going to have some time of confession, and not every single thing we're going to be confessing is something that you personally may have done. But we are standing, you know, as representatives of our families, of our people, of our church, and we're confessing collectively. And then we're going to go through and we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to come with power. We're going to ask that God would break chains that are holding us back from the freedom he has for us in Christ. And we're claiming this promise in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that when we do this, you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins, and you will heal our land. And I know that's what we all want. We want to see healing in our land, in our communities, in our families, certainly in the church. So we come before the Lord in that spirit, and I hand it over to Father Dave and ask that you would lead us.
Let's begin then in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended into heaven on the third day, and on the third day he rose again, ascended into heaven, seated right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. Mark 14:34, my heart is filled with sorrow to the point of death. Remain here and stay awake. We come before you, Lord, in humility. We confess our personal sin and also confess on behalf of our country. We know that when you look at so many of our choices, your heart is filled with sorrow to the point of death. We also know that you always meet our sin with mercy and forgiveness. So with each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, I am sorry, please forgive me.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Please forgive us for our pride.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our covering up of sin that needed to be brought into the light.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our refusal to forgive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our greed.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our killing of the unborn.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our gluttony.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for keeping silent when we should have spoken.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for speaking out when we should have stayed silent.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our obsession with the outward appearance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please forgive us for our worship of celebrities instead of you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Isaiah 53:5, he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We come before you, Lord, and we ask you for healing. We are healed by your stripes, by your wounds, by your willingness to take the punishment for our sin in our place. But so many of us struggle with the need for healing deep within. And until you touch those places deep within us, we are not going to be as effective as we try to reach out to the hurting world with your love. So please heal us, Lord, so that we in turn can offer healing to others. With each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Jeremiah 17:14.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We pray for healing of the wound of rejection and abandonment.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of the wound of shame.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our broken marriages.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered sexual abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered physical abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of those who have suffered emotional abuse.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our perfectionism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our bitterness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our grief.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We pray for healing of our addictions.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns. John 19:5. When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns, Pilate said to them, "Behold this man." Lord, we picture the crown of thorns descending onto your head, and we remember when the Holy Spirit descended on you like a dove. You were crowned with thorns so that we could be crowned and filled by your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit makes all the difference. And so we come before you and we ask for a powerful movement of the Holy Spirit. We echo the words of Isaiah 64:1, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence." With every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, "Open up the floodgates." We long to see a movement of your Spirit across our land.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our minds.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our mouths.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our homes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our schools.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill our churches.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our marriages.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our families.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our priests and religious.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our apostolates.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls into heaven, and help especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, Jesus carries his cross. Isaiah 53:12, he was counted among the wicked. Lord, you were counted among the wicked so that we could be free. We are promised in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So we claim that promise. So many of us live in bondage, and sadly, we don't even realize it. Help us to wake up to what life could be if we were truly free. Help us to see that faith is caught more than taught, and that if our lives don't look like they have any joy, people aren't going to be attracted to our faith. Jesus, you promised, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. So with every Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, Jesus, set us free.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that keeps us tethered to the approval of others.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that keeps us fearful.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain that makes us afraid to step into our callings.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of self-loathing that keeps us from seeing ourselves as your beloved children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of self-reliance that keeps us from depending on you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of hypocrisy that keeps us from seeing our need of you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of suicide and self-destructive thoughts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of numbing with alcohol, shopping, and busyness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of disbelief and cynicism.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and break the chain of defining ourselves by our sin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion and death of Jesus on the cross. Isaiah 53:8, he was cut off from the land of the living. Lord, you died and rose again so that we could be free. You didn't just want us to be rule followers. You died for us out of love for us because you want to be in an intimate relationship with us. Yet so many people have not experienced conversion of heart. People may know about you, but they don't know you in a personal way. So we pray for millions of conversions of heart across the country. With each Hail Mary of this mystery, we say, soften the hearts of those who need to experience conversion and increase their hunger for you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May people believe they are unconditionally loved by you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that if they confess their sin, you will always forgive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that if they say they have no sin, the truth is not in them.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you bring dead hearts back to life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you alone can rescue.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that you alone can save.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people confess with their mouths and believe in their hearts that you are God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that they don't need to finish as they have begun.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May people believe that with you there is always hope. There is always a second chance.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, everyone, for praying with us. Thank you especially, Father Dave and Mallory. And I just, would you just close in a prayer just over our women, Father Dave?
Sure. Lord, we give you thanks for your many blessings in our lives, especially for being able to call you Father, and that we have a brother in Jesus Christ, and that your Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, giving us that hope, that vision, giving us that fellowship with you so that we can share your love with one another. Help us to grow increasingly in love with you, and through the love that we have from you in our hearts, be able to love others as they deserve. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.